This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized the need to foster partnerships with global cooperative organizations to expand the Indian cooperative sector. He also stressed the importance of promoting organic products through cooperative organizations. The Prime Minister today chaired a high-level meeting to review the progress of the cooperative sector in the country. During the meeting, Mr. Modi also suggested focusing on exports and developing a soil testing model to improve agricultural practices. The Prime Minister highlighted the importance of integrating UPI with RuPay and Kisan Credit Card to facilitate financial transactions. He emphasized promoting cooperative farming as a more sustainable agricultural model, recommending the use of digital public infrastructure, AgriStack, to expand agriculture and related activities in the cooperative sector. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized on promoting round-the-year tourism in Uttarakhand to strengthen the economy and create jobs for the youth. Addressing a public meeting at Harsil in Uttarkashi district of the state today, Mr. Modi stressed on the need for diversification of the tourism sector in the state, appealing to people to visit Uttarakhand in the winter season. The Prime Minister also outlined major infrastructure projects approved for the state.
उत्तराखंड के लिए केंद्र सरकार ने बहुत बड़े निर्णय लिए हैं। कल केंद्रीय कैबिनेट ने केदारनाथ रोपवे प्रोजेक्ट और हेमकुंड रोपवे प्रोजेक्ट को मंजूरी दे दी है। केदारनाथ रोपवे बनने के बाद जो यात्रा 8 से 9 घंटे में पूरी होती है, अब उसे लगभग 30 मिनट में पूरा किया जाएगा।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today lauded the article written by Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav in a national daily titled The Digital Path to a Developed India. Quoting the article in a social media post, Mr. Modi said the article elaborates on how the country is shaping its digital future with a strong focus on digital public infrastructure, AI, semiconductor and electronics manufacturing. Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has stressed that India is adopting a pragmatic and techno-legal approach to artificial intelligence governance. An active terrorist of Babbar Khalsa International and an ISI module identified as Lajar Masih has been nabbed by the Uttar Pradesh Special Task Force, SDF, and Punjab Police in a joint operation today. According to the UP SDF, the operation was carried out in the Kokraj police station area of Kaushambi district. The security personnel have recovered illegal arms and explosives, including 3 active hand grenades, 2 active detonators, 13 cartridges, and 1 foreign-made pistol from the possession of the terrorist. Union Minister for Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari today said that in order to build a progressive society, citizens must free themselves from untouchability, caste-based discrimination and inequalities. Addressing the Lok Mata Ahilyabai Holkar Mahila Samman in New Delhi, Mr. Gadkari emphasized that the goal is to create a society based on equality where no one is considered superior or inferior. Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia has emphasized the importance of preventive and promotive health care in building a healthy and fit India. Citing the wisdom of ancient Indian medical pioneers like Charak, Sushruta and Lord Dhanvantari, he highlighted the country's rich health care legacy. The 86th meeting of the India-Bangladesh Joint River Commission began in Kolkata this morning. The problem of rivers flowing between India and Bangladesh will be a major issue of discussion, our correspondent reports. After the secretarial-level meeting of the two countries, a 6-member technical committee, including representatives from both countries, may be formed on this issue. The benchmark domestic equity indices today extended their positive momentum for second straight session amid favourable global cues. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex gained 610 points or 0.83% to close at 74,340, and the National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 rose 207 points or 0.93% to settle at 22,545. And with that, we end this news bulletin.